Dan, how do you know when you have a low-grade depression?
The world looks gray to you. You don't experience much happiness. You might be irritable. You might have fatigue. You might have difficulty sleeping or sleep too much. But it's this kind of feeling that the air is thick, that you don't have energy, and you feel negative about yourself and about others. It's low grade. It doesn't reach the threshold of depression. You wouldn't be diagnosed with a clinical depression.
Sounds like this time of year to me, you know, when it gets dark and cold.
It is similar to that, but now you're talking about a seasonal issue. What happens with this low-grade depression is it's not seasonal. It stays, and it's almost like a state of being.
How many people are affected, and how does it progress? Does it go away? Does it get worse?
Researchers tell us that 12 million people are affected and that 75% of them, it'll turn into a clinical depression. Personally, Mike, I feel that number is much higher than 12 million. And I worry about their brains, that their brains are deprived of all of those hormones, all of those neural connections that bring joy.
But how do we know that this is not how we're supposed to be and those who feel happier are just lucky?
That's what someone with a low-grade depression would say. And Mike, in hearing you say that, I have an appointment for you at 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
But seriously, though, is it really a big problem to feel that way?
It is. And I hear what you're saying, that we're all on a continuum, and there's some people that are just chronically happy. So what's the other end of the continuum look like? You're right. Not all of us are hardwired for happiness, but it can change, and that chronic unhappiness is not a healthy state of being. Life is precious.
So what can people do who have a low-grade depression?
Well, I'm going to list a lot of things, but first and foremost, people have to understand that the state of being they're in now doesn't have to be, and it's not good for their brains. And then they have to make a commitment. You've got to devote yourself to caring for your brain. Now, if you're coming into this with a low-grade depression, it's hard to change dramatically. So what I would ask people to do is do it slowly. Exercise is great. Aerobic exercise is the best kind. If you can get out and jog or ride a bike or whatever you do to get your heart rate up, if you can do that for 20 minutes a day, start 3 times a week. That'll change the hormones in your brain. You can do a whole lot of stress reduction. Meditation is helpful, and you don't have to do it for an hour a day. You can do it for 20 minutes a day. There's lots of programs around. And the other thing, and this might be the easiest, think of something that brings you joy, something you enjoy doing in your life. And do that once a day for a half hour. Do one thing every day that brings you joy. It might be hard to do, really, but do it anyway. It'll help your brain.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.